This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Moments ago, the Bengals practice report came out, and Joe Burrow was listed as a full participant in practice today. The fact that a player could be listed as a full participant on a Wednesday tells you that the team probably has not given up hope that maybe Joe Burrow can make it back, forget about Thanksgiving, potentially Sunday, for the game against the New England Patriots. Now, let's also keep in mind here that while Joe Burrow was a full participant in practice today, Joe Flacco was a limited participant in practice today due to a shoulder injury. So again, I think there's a lot that you have to work through and read between the lines, but something's happening in Cincinnati here, and Joe Burrow seems to be tracking to come back sooner rather than later.
Hi, noon! Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was a good minute of Schefter reading the injury report. I think... He won't be playing on Sunday. I disagree with Taylor Kyles.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing. Although
there's a lot of people out there who now are. Yeah, Trags.
Our guy Trags, who used to be here at WEEI.com. He's been covering the Bengals now for a while. He actually, we talked about him during camp. Remember he wore that ridiculous suit camp?
He was wearing like a banana onesie or something like that.
And Ja'Marr Chase laughed at him for about five straight minutes. And so that was a great clip.
I love Trags.
Trags is a great guy.
Maybe the best guy in media. I love Trags.
He was awesome.
I wouldn't wear that onesie, but I'm a Trags fan. Yeah.
No, so Trags thinks he's going to play. However, I was looking at last week going into the game against the Steelers, the injury report for the Bengals, Joe Burrow was limited each day and then obviously didn't play. So he wasn't a full participant. So that's why yesterday alarms kind of sounded. Do you know that Joe Flacco didn't practice Wednesday, was limited Thursday, and didn't practice on Friday?
Well, I didn't know he didn't practice Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I don't know why Schefter's so caught up on the Flacco thing. Like, I think it's gonna be Flacco. And then I still give like a sliver of a chance for Burrow because he was a full participant. But I think it has more to do with he's circled Thanksgiving. That's obviously a quick turnaround. They play the Thursday night game against the Ravens. They'll want him there for that. They obviously want him for all these games, but he's been out for so long. I think he probably needs like a full week of practice, and then you have that little short week, and then maybe you have him for Thursday.
So I agree with that. I think they're getting him ready for the Thursday game. I think there's a chance that you get Browning and no Flacco and no Burrow. Like, I think there's a chance of that, although I didn't realize Flacco did not practice last Friday.
Yeah.
I think that just tells you, though, how dinged up he is, and he played horribly on Sunday.
Well, that's true. Maybe it's more of a performance thing, because 2 weeks ago, I think he was banged up.
I don't know. I don't think Burrow's going to play. I kind of hope he does, and not that, you know, you want to see the Patriots lose. I think they win the game either way. I just kind of hope he plays just for, you know, it would be a measuring stick for the defense. Like, if Burrow comes in and carves him up without Ja'Marr Chase, that would be bad. I don't think that's going to happen.
By the way, Flacco, sorry, but before the Bears game?
Yep.
Didn't practice Wednesday, limited Thursday, didn't practice Friday.
Wow, so that's kind of the rotation they had him on.
I don't know why.
Bears game, he absolutely lit them up. That was a crazy game.
Yeah.
What was the final on that? 48-45 or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah,
didn't light them up until the last like 90 seconds of the game.
Well, that counts.
Still
he threw for 470 and four touchdowns in that game. Like, he lit them up.
He's questionable going in. It was like the classic Tom Brady probable right shoulder. Like, I wouldn't look at that. It's more of like, can they get Joe Burrow ready to go for the game? Do they want to push it and see if he can play on Sunday?
Here's the thing. I don't think he's going to play. I would not bet on him playing. But Orlovsky is convinced. Taylor Kyles thinks it's going to happen. Trags thinks it's going to happen. Schefter and Rapsheet are fanning the flames. We had Zach Taylor on the radio earlier today in Cincinnati with, who was it again?
Thom Brenneman.
Oh, yeah, duh. Sorry, with Thom, right.
Thom's back.
We did get a question earlier today about Mount Rushmore of Thoms.
Ooh.
Thom Brenneman.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be.
Thom York was a good one.
I don't know many Thoms.
From Radiohead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's two.
That's a good one. I might not be able to fill out about Rushmore
that
for that
tricky.
One.
Tricky.
Yeah, we'll have to do more research on that.
I guess so.
But yeah, sorry. He was on with Thom Brenneman, 700 WLW in Cincinnati. It's a recorded show, Keith.
Okay.
Because again, why?
You can't trust that guy with a live mic. It's, you're like, it's going to be heavily edited. Like, we'll take it from here.
We're going to make sure the higher-ups preview everything you said.
We'll have enough of it.
Profanity.
No hot mics for that guy.
Nope.
But Zach Taylor told him, we don't know yet if Burrow's playing on Sunday. When asked directly. Because Thom wasn't just going to sit there and let you pussyfoot around with the answer. He asked him directly.
No. Put him in the hot seat.
Profanity. I'm not there yet. One day at practice isn't going to lead to that decision. So, I mean, look, if you believe he's going to play, we just disagree. I don't think it's going to happen. Let's see who's right on Sunday.
But he could.
And I hope he does.
Same.
I think the Patriots win either way. I think it's a good test for the defense. And maybe it just shuts people up out there. If you're starting to get annoyed at the Cam Newtons of the world, we'll get back to him later on in the show. He's not happy with Andy Hart.
No, he's not. He called him out.
Stephen A. is not happy with Drake May.
Yeesh.
So we'll get to all that coming up. But I think that's another piece of ammunition you can use where it's like, oh, they don't play anybody. They just beat Burrow in his first game back. I think that would be a nice piece to it as well if you want to go there. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. We will get to Cam Newton later on in the show. We'll get to Steph Diggs, his broken finger. We'll also get to Kiefer Madness at 1245, so stay tuned for it. But every Thursday, Keith, at high noon, we go on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're going to give you the perfect Thanksgiving in just 60 seconds. You can feel free to discuss as well. We heard Taylor Kyles' perfect plate. Doesn't even include turkey, which is wild.
Yeah, glazed ham.
He's a ham guy.
Big ham guy.
Big ham guy.
All right.
I mean, I'm a big ham guy when it comes to winning bets.
I
less so on Thanksgiving.
I don't like ham anytime.
Oh, no.
I'm don't anti-ham. Say,
you're one of those.
I don't like ham.
You don't like a ham sandwich?
Nope.
What?
I don't like to eat pig. I've talked about this.
You have talked about
this.
I'll
eat bacon every once in a while because it's just so delicious. But, like, pigs are smart. Pigs are smarter than dogs. I'm not eating dogs. Pigs meat well.
Yeah, but maybe part of the reason I am eating them is because they're smarter.
Oh, you want to? Oh, okay.
Their brains go right to my brain, is how it works, I think.
I thought you were going to say you were threatened.
I can't. to eliminate
the
competition.
Survival of the fittest out there is what we're doing. Yeah, exactly. All right, so I went through the AFC teams first. You want to go on the clock first?
Sure.
Perfect Thanksgiving?
Sure.
All right, here's Keith's perfect Thanksgiving.
All right, perfect Thanksgiving. You go to somebody else's house. Go to your in-laws' house so you don't have to cook. You don't have to worry about any of the cooking. You bring some spirits. You bring some pies. You're like, hey, I'm in charge of desserts, which I don't have to make. I can just show up with those. You get there early enough with the kids. You can watch a little of the Macy's parade. You're like, ooh, look at that one. Hey, here comes Bluey. That's fun. Goes right into the dog show. Once the dog show hits, you can have a few small beers. You can crack open a few small beers for that, because then at 12:30, here comes the Detroit Lions. The Lions game, always right there at 12:30. After that Lions game, that's when you want to eat. The very beginning of the Cowboys game is the sweet spot. You want to have your big meal around 4 o'clock. Turkey, I'm going with the dark meat, big old mashed potatoes, stuffing and dressing if you have both, and canned cranberry sauce with a few eggnogs. By the time you're done with that, maybe it's halftime. You get to see like the Creed halftime show of the Cowboys game, and then you kind of fall asleep as the night game starts at 8:20, which is way too late, and they should have a game in the morning, not a game at night, but really out of my control. But that's my perfect Thanksgiving.
Pretty good. Yeah. You say you could have stuffing or dressing or both?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
So
I thought dressing was just a different way to refer to stuffing.
No, stuffing's stuffed in the bird. Dressing, you can still make that stuff. It's kind of like it, but it's not
in
the bird.
Within the bird.
Yeah, so my in-laws do like both. They'll have like a big old bowl of one that just was in the bird, which is delicious, and then even the other one's good. So stuffing and dressing.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. That is Keith's perfect Thanksgiving. In 60 seconds, again, you want to go on the clock, you can. 617-779-7937. My turn. Put me on the clock, Nick. All right, here's the perfect Thanksgiving in just 60 seconds. I'm starting with breakfast. I want a nice base to get the day going because you don't want to go in on an empty stomach. I'm going to add some coffee, a little amaretto in that coffee just to take the edge off. Then I'm going to pop on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade while I'm putzing around the house. But I'm flipping to the National Dog Show quickly. We're a Cavalier household. We're rooting for the Cav. Once he's eliminated, Then I hit the road, head to some families on the South Shore. I say my hellos. I got a couple of small beers just to keep the buzz going. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to watch football. I'm going to set my fantasy lineup. I'm going to lock in my bets. And I'm going to plant my ass down and see how those go until it's time to make up the plate. I want dark meat on that plate. Gravy and cranberry sauce on there. I want mashed potatoes. I want stuffing. I want mac and cheese, green bean casserole. I want corn dinner roll. I want all of it is what I want on that plate. Then I'm going to say my goodbyes. I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a nap. And you know what I'm going to do?
Mm-mm.
Make a nice Thanksgiving sandwich. That is how I'm going to wrap up my perfect Thanksgiving.
Breakfast?
Yeah, you want breakfast in the morning.
That's outrageous.
You don't want to go in too early.
Oh, I go in empty stomach.
You don't eat anything until 4 o'clock? Is that what you said? You don't eat anything until 4?
A couple small beers.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
No, it's not.
You need breakfast in the morning to get it going.
But then I can house like 2 full plates. Like, no problem.
You don't eat anything all Thanksgiving until 4 o'clock?
No.
That's lunacy.
I basically don't eat anything during the week until 4 o'clock.
You don't eat breakfast before we come here?
Never.
Every day?
Never.
You don't eat breakfast?
No. I never eat breakfast.
That's not true. I see you eating breakfast. I see you eating breakfast all the time here. What are you talking about?
Sometimes I follow my nose and I have like an egg and sausage McMuffin if they happen to be there, or if there's donuts in the break room.
No, that's what I wasn't even talking about. If you're scooping something on the way, I'm talking about if there's like food down there. What are you talking about?
We're in a drought. We haven't had food in the kitchen in a long time. I never eat until like 3 o'clock when I get home. All day I go without food. I just have coffee and whatever food is lying around. I'm like a raccoon, like whatever they have.
He says he doesn't eat breakfast, but then
especially
there's food
on Thanksgiving. Oh my god, it's like you have an eating competition coming up, and you're gonna have a big meal.
No, that's an important day. You got to get the base in there, so you're not. You don't want to eat too much too quick on Thanksgiving.
No.
You want to get the breakfast in there, get a base going.
Yeah.
Then you get a first plate. Then you get another plate. Am I alone on this, Nick? I saw you give a weird look when I said breakfast.
Yeah, but we also eat at 1, so it's not like we also have an
earlier dinner than 4. I'm still doing breakfast.
Yeah,
I don't eat breakfast any day of the week.
What?
Interesting. Yeah, that was a big difference between my family and my wife's family. Was we would eat normally like when the Lions game was going on, like early, like 12:30, 1 o'clock. They're like more like 5:30. It's like later,
like a dinner.
Yeah, so maybe if there's like an appetizer or an appetizer, maybe there's like a shrimp on the table. I'll eat that.
Oh, nice.
I'll have some of that, but I'm not
shrimp cocktail.
I'm kind of waiting to really pig out. And then I don't even know, but by that time, if you eat late, you don't even have time for the sandwich.
Is breakfast on Thanksgiving crazy, Billy? I feel like that should be, that's an acceptable thing. No? Am I outvoted on this?
I don't think I have, I mean, I might have something small, but it's not like this big, like elaborate breakfast.
Do you eat
breakfast
before the show?
I do.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, these two don't eat breakfast any day of the year.
And I bring a lunch.
Which is odd, because I love breakfast foods.
I just don't like the time that you have to eat it.
Ravage food once I leave here.
Breakfast food at like 6 o'clock at night is the perfect time for breakfast food.
I love breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Big old stack of flapjacks, some eggs, turkey sausage.
Do you make a Thanksgiving sandwich at the end of the day?
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah. That's definitely.
It's like a second dinner.
And then the lunch the next couple of days, depending on how big the bird is.
For a few days in a row. Yeah, you get that.
Pie? Go to pie?
Mm.
Or a pumpkin?
Probably a pumpkin on that day. Pumpkin or apple.
That's the most air-safe pie that I like.
We did get a text yesterday that said we want to, we should tier pies next week.
Did we tier pies last year? No, we tiered the foods.
We tiered the foods last year.
We could tier pies. I'd be happy to tier pies.
What's your preference?
I got an idea for the top tier.
Yeah, I don't think.
Number one with a bullet.
Top five pies?
You want to do top five pies?
What's that graphic going
to
look like?
I don't think we should.
Terp's going to have to work overtime on that one.
I would. Despite suggesting it, I also vote it down.
All right.
Top five pies we should not do.
We have a good top five. Do we want to give away? No.
We already have our top five. Yeah.
For tomorrow, we do.
Yeah.
But then next week, well, actually, we won't be in next Friday. Black Friday, I'll be out shopping. I'll be at the mall.
Catch me at the mall. Just getting deals.
Yeah.
I'm a Cyber Monday guy, personally.
Yeah.
I hold out. Till
oh, you
then.
Wait till.
Yeah, all you Black Friday noobs. I'm a Cyber Monday guy.
To surf the internet there. You'll be on there.
Yeah.
I saw the most impressive thing ever last year. It wasn't Black Friday, but it might as well have been.
Sick brag, bro.
I was at one of these, I forget if it was like Target or Walmart, and I was like walking down like one of the aisles, and there was a guy in there with like a cart, like a big shopping cart.
Sure.
I don't even think he looked at what he was getting. He was just like, one from here, one from here, one from, he was like on supermarket sweep. He's like, one from here, one from here. I'm like, well, I was blown away. He's like getting toys, he's getting games, he's getting like stuffed animals. I'm like, that guy really just came in here and did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did the whole thing. It was done in like 10 minutes. Like, wow. No stress at all.
Let me tell you, people are fired up about the breakfast. We do Eggs Benedict and Mimosas every Thursday morning. That sounds great.
Wait, every Thursday morning?
I'm sorry,
this guy does mimosas?
Sorry, I misread that. Sorry, that would be awesome.
That's incredible.
Every Thanksgiving morning.
We do the show from their house.
Oh, that is great. Oh, I do like a Bloody Mary. I like a Bloody Mary more than a mimosa.
On Thanksgiving?
Well, like morning drinking is
I
what
see.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's your morning drink.
Yeah. Every morning.
I just right out of the bottle.
I don't have a breakfast, but I have a big Bloody Mary.
I like a nice pull right out of the bottle to get my day going personally. That's how I do it.
I leave it in my trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
No, people, breakfast is polarizing because Big Breakfast has tried to tell people for years it's the most important meal of the day, but that is like factually untrue.
Oh, it gets the day going. You want that. Yeah. No, you want that.
No, I mean, especially a good stretch gets the day going.
Especially on Thanksgiving.
Big old breakfast. Yeah, that's wild that you'd eat a breakfast and then get going.
Some rude answers about top five pies. I can tell you that text line is being awfully rude.
They're hitting on some of my top fives.
Cranberry. 617.
Cranberry pie?
779.
Oh, no, we did talk about pie last year. 7. Didn't you have a reckless take on pie?
No, that was muffins. I like a cranberry orange muffin.
Muffin takes.
You're still not wrong about
it. I might have a cranberry orange muffin on Thanksgiving. I'll really throw that in your face.
Why not?
That'd get one
good,
of those.
Good start to the day.
It's a good base going. Do you actually want Burrow in the game on Sunday?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah, I do. I think that because I don't think so. It would be different if the Patriots, we brought this example up before, but had the Patriots lost to, had they lost to Buffalo and Tampa Bay and they'd beaten Pittsburgh and Vegas, they'd have the same record. And then I'd almost be like, no, I don't want to see Burrow because I feel like he might be able to come in and win the game, right? Like, if the Patriots need the win, and like if this is the 2021 Patriots, you'd be like, no, don't right. face Burrow.
No, good call.
But I'm confident enough in this Patriots team that even without or even with Joe Burrow, Patriots are still going to win the game, and I think it'll help them more for the rest of this year and the playoffs facing a legitimate quarterback. Now, you could argue what is he going to look like after missing so many games and not having Ja'Marr Chase. But still, a tougher challenge is 75% of Joe Burrow as compared to Joe Flacco. So I think for the team and the defense and just sort of like everybody piling on them about having the easy schedule, which they do, but they've also have as many quality wins as other teams around the league. We did that exercise yesterday. I just think from the outside, it would be better to see them go up against Joe Burrow, have success against a real quarterback, than another game against a backup?
I just, you know, we started the week saying everything's coming up Patriots. They're avoiding Ja'Marr Chase. This would level this out to a degree where they're getting Joe Burrow back. And I'm with you. I mean, on the one hand, I want to say they have some wiggle room. Like, they're way ahead of where we thought they'd be at 9-2. On the other, the Colts only have 2 losses. Denver's also 9-2. So maybe you don't have a lot of wiggle room and you can't afford a game like this. I'd like to see him play just, again, to continue to, or maybe not continue to, but to help shut people up when it comes to they haven't played anybody. Right. They have an easy schedule. I'm not arguing that. But the two toughest teams they've played, they beat both on the road.
And Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow, that's a pretty impressive list of wins
so,
if you're able to do that.
I hope he plays really more for that reason than anything else, but I think there's a benefit on the field too. The more good quarterbacks you play, you're probably going to face a bunch of them in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So get used to playing that type of quarterback as opposed to Justin Fields from last week. I think that probably pays more dividends down the line.
Well, the same could be said. I did want them to face Ja'Marr Chase. Like I wanted to see Gonzalez and Davis and those guys match up with Ja'Marr Chase. We've seen some receivers have success against them come playoff time. Who knows? You know, the Chargers, I think they'd be able to beat, but the Chargers have a good group of wide receivers. The Chiefs, like if Rashee Rice is out there, like you just want to prepare yourself for the best, and you don't have that because Ja'Marr Chase decided to spit on Jalen Ramsey.
How much of that take, though, is fantasy related?
Oh, well, I do want him to play for that, although my team in our league sucks now, so it's more just as like a fan to watch Ja'Marr Chase and also the challenge for the Pats.
I mean, the Gonzalez...
It's on the list, but it's lower.
The Gonzalez-Chase matchup would have been awesome. A good one, if that's even who he gets. I mean, they don't move guys around. They don't move Gonzalez around, so maybe you wouldn't even see a ton of that. A lot of feedback here on our Thanksgiving discussion, at Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, what do you got?
Also, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI, our pal Matt. I've been doing steak and lobster for Thanksgiving instead of turkey and ham. Highly recommend.
Huh.
I gotta be honest, I think I'd be way out on that.
Yeah.
Steak and lobster sounds awesome most days of the year, not on Thanksgiving.
No, I'm still turkey. I'm pro turkey. I have no problem with turkey. Part of the day. Turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes.
Let's see. Gotta have the evening sandwich. Perfect ending to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. True. Oh, yeah. A little toasted bread with a little mayonnaise.
Yeah, you just bookend that with breakfast, obviously. Yeah.
Are you one of these guys that does like the Thanksgiving sandwich? Like, do you put potatoes and stuffing on the sandwich?
Well, probably not potatoes, but stuffing for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Slap a little mayo on there.
No doubt.
Kyle, is this I'm trying to picture if we do this on Thanksgiving or if this is Christmas. Deviled eggs?
I love deviled eggs.
But is that a Christmas thing?
It's another kind of morning thing, I guess. Could be both.
That gets the day started.
Maybe you'll see some of those.
Get like a deviled egg?
Sure.
But if I could redo my 60 seconds, maybe I'd jam those in there.
Can you edit that part in? Terp, when you post these later, can you get that in?
If we could put that in post, make sure that gets in there.
Like a deviled egg.
617-779-7937. We got your feedback there. We got Kiefer Madness at 12:45, as we do most Thursdays. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, let's get to Steph Diggs. Maybe a little excuse making going on. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.